And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides, and our topic this week is life is for you, not against you. We see that so many of you in these times feel that you are being battered and bruised and damaged by outer circumstances, world events, relationships, job situations, many, many things that you feel are coming against you, are putting you down, pushing you down, efforting against you. Dear ones, life is for you, not against you. This is the design of life, that life flows gracefully, freely, happily, cheerfully, with humor and kindness and care. Anything that is opposed to this is simply based on illusions that you are accepting. We see also that these challenging times and the specific situations that come up for each of you are about releasing the past, releasing karma, releasing behaviors and thinking that is old, that no longer serves you, that no longer serves life. As you know, there is a great wave of upheaval and what you might call disturbance and chaos in the world right now. It is the turning over and the upending of things that have been buried and need to come up to the light, to be revealed, and then the light of God flushes it. It is like a beautiful river or stream that runs clear and eliminates the muck and the mud and the lack of clarity. So that is what is happening now at a global level. And then in your life, it is happening as well. So when you perceive that life is working against you, or things continue to come up, and you think, really? This also? I'm trying to stay steady, but these things just keep coming at me like waves on the ocean when I come up for air and another wave is coming at me to drown me. We ask you to pause when that thought form comes up and to take a deep breath and to come back home to the center of your being and to ask God and your spirit, what do you want me to see here? What is here for me to learn, to understand, to see, to realize? And the answers will come. What will not serve you is if you blame the outer circumstance or the person, the situation, the delays, those things that are outside of you. Because the healing, dear ones, is within. The opportunity in every situation that feels like it is in your face or coming at you to push you down. The opportunity is for you to learn to see more, to have greater self-awareness. As you do this work, and quietly and humbly ask, what is here for me to learn? How can I grow? And you stay with yourself. The healing, the blessing, the enlightenment will come. This is how it works. Again, if you find that the thoughts within you keep going out to, but it is their fault, it is the situation's fault, they are to blame. As you find these thoughts coming through your mind, come back home to where the true answers are within. It is the ego mind that wants to keep you separate from God. It wants to keep itself in the God position. So it will continue to say to you that it is others' fault. Others are doing this to you. As you know, there is no power in this approach. It leaves you powerless. This is not the design of creation. All power is with the God that created this realm, the God that created you, and this God is ever present with you. The all-knowing mind is ever present with you and gives you everything you need, all that you need to know and understand every moment. This is the design of creation. As you allow this relationship with the God that created you and open up to the guidance and wisdom and care and love, deep love, this Creator has for you, this essence, this Spirit of God. All will be provided for you every moment, including the answers and the peace and the comfort and the joy. This is the design of creation, dear ones. We ask you to explore this idea this coming week. When anything comes up and you have the thought, they are to blame. Outside is the reason I am miserable, or I am being put down, or I am feeling anger or rage. Pause. Come back home to your center and ask God and your spirit for greater illumination and understanding and healing from whatever situation is presenting itself to you. We ask you with a good heart to do this work this week, and you will feel greater light, greater joy, greater peace, and the power of God in your life flowing through you. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.